This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. High school students made a devastating discovery while testing waters in an iconic national park. The students found a concerning level of microplastics in water samples collected from two remote Grand Teton National Park lakes. The tests were conducted by two San Francisco Bay Area high school students who collected water samples with a portable pump from eight lakes in Grand Teton National Park. They returned to California to analyze the lake water with a microscope and spectrometer and found plastic particles in samples from two of the lakes. Researchers have determined that microplastic particles can enter remote areas by wind or rain. Ski areas are another likely culprit for the contamination. The National Park Service does not regularly sample for microplastics in water, so the study conducted by the students contributes to understanding the scope of microplastics pollution. Finding microplastics in remote lakes is concerning. Microplastics have been found just about everywhere, in soil, in the Arctic Ocean, in freshwater lakes. Janine Brawny, a Utah State University biogeochemist, said, "I don't think you could sample anything and not find plastics anymore. The rate at which we're producing this waste is fast outweighing our ability to control it." Research into the impact of microplastic pollution on non-marine aquatic ecosystems is relatively recent. In 2020, Brawny published a study that found between 1 and 4,000 tons of plastic, the equivalent of 100 to 400 million water bottles, in 12 wilderness areas and national parks in the western U.S. Microplastics are tiny bits of plastic waste that are more than an environmental menace. They also pose a serious hazard to human health. When plastic breaks down into tiny fragments, it gets inside food, water, and even the air that people breathe. Once inside the human body, microplastics damage cells and impact immune systems. Studies have shown that microplastics can cause liver complications and reduce blood flow to the brain. Finding microplastics in remote lakes of Grand Teton National Park shows just how widespread the problem has become. Strides are being made to combat the proliferation of microplastics in the environment. Researchers are developing new filters for drinking water and a powder additive that can be dissolved in water to remove microplastics. A startup company is developing a filtration system for household laundry wastewater to capture plastic microfibers before they pollute public waterways. And societal pressures to reduce plastic use are effective in preventing the growing scourge of microplastic pollution. In Wyoming, a Casper resident discovered thousands of zebra mussels on a new boat lift that he had ordered and planned to install in a local lake. But the equipment, which came from a dealership out of state, came from a state with invasive, mussel-infested waters. According to the Wyoming Game and Fish Department, the lift made it to Wyoming, where the boater noticed something was bad with the equipment. Thousands upon thousands of invasive zebra mussels encrusted the lift and were still alive. Luckily, the boater called local Wyoming game and fish personnel, and the aquatic invasive species team was able to clean and quarantine the lift before it went into the water. The instance is a good reminder to all who live in or visit Wyoming and Montana that western states are trying to stop aquatic invasive species before they are introduced into pristine Wyoming or Montana waters. It's a reminder to everyone to clean, drain, and dry, boat or no boat. Aquatic invasive species can foul waterways, dams, water intakes, and more, and can compromise vital treaties like the Columbia River Treaty. Some are especially bad, like the zebra mussel. The little striped mussel originated in Russia and Ukraine lakes. It's been a notoriously invasive species in the U.S. since the 1980s. Congressional researchers have estimated that the zebra mussel has cost businesses and communities more than $5 billion since their initial invasion. The westward expansion of invasive mussels is significant, as Wyoming and Montana remain two of the few states yet to have the destructive aquatic invasive species. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.